What's good, hungry people? On this episode of the Foodcast, Anson and I got cheesy again as we dive into the world of cheesesteak sandwiches and their close relatives. While we both consume fewer of them than we once did, it is a mighty tasty and decadent food item that is near and dear to our hearts. If you're not vegetarian or vegan, chances are you have a go-to spot when this particular craving hits. Shoot, even if you are rocking a plant-based diet, I myself have noshed on a couple of mushroom fillies that would give their meat-clad counterparts a run for their money. Just don't tell Philly that, or they may ban me from ever visiting again. There's something special about when meat, onions, and cheese come together. And then when you make it handheld by shoving it in a nice roll, game over. Well, enough about this intro already. Let's get down to melty business. But first, the Quality Goods Podcast is brought to you by BigWavesLaundering.com. Are you tired of lugging around heavy detergent bottles and dealing with messy spills? Say goodbye to the hassle and say what's good to the future of laundry with Big Waves detergent strips. The powerful strips are packed with the latest cleaning technology designed to tackle even the toughest stains and leave your clothes looking fresh and vibrant. One strip into the machine or detergent slot and you're right on your way to fresh threads again. No more liquids, pods, powders. The strips are compact, lightweight, and fully dissolvable, reducing plastic waste and your carbon footprint. So don't compromise on clean and experience the convenience and efficiency of Big Waves laundering detergent strips today. Upgrade your laundry game and ride the wave at BigWavesLaundering.com. Code QG15 for 15% off of your order today. Quality, 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 quality foods. Quality, 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 quality foods. What is going on, quality foodies? You are tuned in to the Quality Foods Podcast, where we explore culture through our taste buds and memories as we discuss cuisine of all types. I am Chris Beatty.
And I'm Anson Jay.
And on Friday, I made what was easily a top three cheesesteak sandwich in my life. And it was just in my friend's backyard. You know, he has a flat top grill back there. It was one of my friend's birthdays, and I kind of like pulled him to ask. It's like, do you want some smash burgers or you want the cheesesteak? But cheesesteak was the original idea that my friend and I were bouncing back and forth between. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop by this butcher, get like a nice cut of, you know, whatever steak he recommends. Happened to be a bakery right across the little market. They had some little demi baguettes, and I was like, perfect size. Yeah, it was meant to be. So grabbed those two items. We cooked up the steak on the flat top with some peppers and onions. We had some American cheese, some provolone, and you know, you put that all together, and man, oh man, was that a delectable sandwich. And we all agreed, like, it was a top three cheesesteak sandwich easily. But it got me reminiscing about all of the delicious cheesesteaks, hoagies, chop sandwiches that I've been so fortunate to have. In this conversation, we're going to talk about all of them. We're not just talking about cheesesteaks.
You know, they all look, there's a few sandwiches that look pretty similar that we're talking about today.
Yeah. Hoagies, chopped cheese.
And for the most part, I'm sure, we'll look at the history, but I'm guessing they're most based on their inspiration from the cheesesteak,
from the original. Yeah, the Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
Yeah.
Just to lay the baseline, while a Philly cheesesteak may be defined as, you know, thin sliced ribeye with a with cheese whiz and onions on a Amoroso roll, I think is
what the original is.
Yeah, it's a certain kind of Italian roll that I think is the most traditional Philly sandwich. Once you start deviating from those ingredients, it kind of ceases to be called a Philly cheesesteak. But let's just be honest. They're all delicious.
Yeah, they're all good for their certain reasons. I like the different flavors of the other sandwiches. Yeah. But hoagie, special place in my heart for those two.
I mean, speaking of hoagies, like, when and where was like the first time that you had one.
Yeah, I think like I grew up kind of like Fremont, so I think they had a cheesesteak shop there as a kid. So that was one of my first memories for sure. That wasn't my go-to because it wasn't like super close, but definitely had a few I remember there. And then the mall, I think this is predates the current like big hoagie shop, but there was like the Great Steak or something where they did potatoes and cheesesteaks. But
the Great Steak and Potato Company.
Yeah, they're still around somewhere here and there, but I definitely don't see those as much. But that was, yeah, that was a easy one, a pretty hefty meal for like, you know, the price. And then, yeah, it was quick. It was like some of the first things I saw like at, like where they're just kind of cooking in front of you, like right behind the scene, you know what I mean? So I think that was pretty good. Yeah, that was my first, I think, introduction to some of those. I didn't really do a lot of them as a kid at the house, I don't think. But how about you? What's the...
Yeah, for me, it's got to be the cheesesteak shop.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that my dad was probably the one that introduced me to that establishment.
Yeah, because I like they had the, like the Philly dessert cakes too and stuff like that as well. Yeah. So they,
what are they called?
Yeah.
There's certain Little Debbie, was it?
No,
Tasty Cake?
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, they had those up front. Mm-hmm. They were selling the big jars of the sweet and hot peppers. Yep. But yeah, this is a chain. I don't know if this is like a national chain, but it's definitely big here in the Bay Area.
There's at least three or four out here that
there's one in Berkeley. I'm pretty sure there was one near his office, which is why
there's one in Pleasanton when I used to work in Pleasanton. Yeah,
he works out in like Concord, Walnut Creek area. Okay, so yeah. There's one out there, but there also happened to be a location in Cache Valley where I grew up. So that was the cheesesteak that I grew up eating. And that one, is what is a pretty typical Philly. I don't think that they're doing Whiz though. That's the only thing that they're
interesting.
Not really doing.
Yeah.
They're doing like provolone or like White American.
They have a little bit of the longer roll there.
Yeah, too. They have the Amoroso roll, so they got that. They got which is like a very soft roll.
But I think when we looked at the definition, you could do American provolone
or cheese whiz.
Yeah, but I think the TV is and the media is what made us think like, it's gotta be whiz. With or without cheese. Yeah. Which is still good. I mean, I love the cheese whiz.
It's still you need that like saucy milk.
I almost go for that. Whenever it's the option, because it is, you know, a little more unique and it does bind up the meat up pretty well with the,
And traditionally it's typically just the meat, cheese and onions. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the cheesesteak shop, they're always asking you if you want the sweet and hot peppers.
Yeah. Which I do like for sure.
Yeah. It gives you that little zing of the pickled, like, you know, vinegary kind of bite.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of heat, just a little bit. And so it lends itself very well acid to a Philly sandwich. Yeah, but
kind of pickled aspect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, cheesesteak shop, and still to this day, the cheesesteak shop is my go-to if I want a cheesesteak sandwich, like a proper one. If I'm craving one, I'm craving that one.
Yeah, if you want to get down and dirty with it. Yeah. I think now, I mean, you know, like I said, I travel a lot for work, so like I do end up eating at malls or mall-adjacent places, so... like Charlie's is more of the hoagie type style. Yeah. You can now get, I think, the classic there.
Been to a number of Charlie's in
but
my
fire
life,
because it's just it's go to. It's pretty consistent.
Yeah, I mean, you're cooking up chicken or beef or you know whatever on like on a flat top grill with some onions. Like,
you can't go wrong.
Slap it on a roll.
Yeah, I mean, and even I like in Oregon, Washington, there's a place. It's okay though. It's not even, honestly, I'd rather probably go to Charlie's even for their Philly version compared to the place. Cause I don't know. And something about it just wasn't quite what I wanted. I don't know. Like the flavors are a little different. Maybe it's the cut of meat. Maybe they're not doing ribeye, but I'm always open to it. I think I almost always, if I see a place I haven't been to, I'll at least peruse the menu real quick. Cause I'm like, and cheesesteak is always maybe an option as long as I'm not like going to be out and about, you know what I mean? For like closing out my night.
But what's one of the most like memorable, like cheesesteaks or hoagies that you've had?
Yeah. For me,
days?
I mean, my more Hayward days, there was Bob's Hoagie. Shout out to them. I think they have at least one or two locations still, but that was a good one. The one I would get there is the Mexicana. So they would do it with like a green chili, like chopped on top of it as well.
That sounds
also
fire.
Yeah, it was good. They use, I really like Columbo, that more thicker, more stout roll, you know? But the steak was good. The cheese, I think they did American cheese. It was like their classic. And then, they would do a pickle. So I was always good. I like that little, you know, but that was my go-to. Different. Yeah. They did a steak fry. So I like the thicker fry.
Yeah. So this is more of a hoagie.
Yeah. More of a hoagie. Style, they still had the cheesesteak version, but it was on the thicker roll. But yeah, for the more classic, I don't really have a go-to because I think it's pretty hard to mess up a Philly, but it's also, I think, pretty hard for me to be like, damn, that really stood out to me. Cause I've had those places that bougie it up and do like Wagyu and all that, which is fine. But I think you throw some cheap cheese on there, then it, yeah, you don't really taste it anymore at that point. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I've noticed when I did like Wagyu burgers before, like,
yeah, and it's fine, but I've honestly never,
I don't like that high of fat. I think the 80-20 is the right ratio,
because exactly, which kind of goes into chopped cheeses. I've had more, yeah, a few. I like the chopped cheese, the hamburger type style.
Yeah. I mean, for those out there listening, like, a hoagie is very similar to a cheesesteak, but then once you start adding like some lettuce and tomato or dressing or whatever,
you might be adding lettuce.
But you're not cooking those ingredients. Yeah, and exactly. I think that's the important delineation, is that you're putting the non-cooked veggies on top of the cooked sandwich. Exactly.
The rest of it is all chopped together.
I don't think a hoagie has to be cooked also. I think
it's just a
deli sandwich, sub. I think those two, but
to me,
hoagies
and I associate it more with that
the
style.
The cooked version.
I say sub or just a sandwich.
I think that's how you got to kind of draw the line.
We look at,
I don't
what
get
they're
to
doing
make the
out
rules,
there. But. And, obviously, it's New York, so it's more of the chopped cheese, but like the Aki way type stuff you see out there. He's like throwing all kinds of shit. Yeah, but like, you know, once again, it's not traditional.
That's its own thing.
Exactly. But it's like, it's novelty.
The Aki way is
just hilarious.
It's its own thing.
Yeah. But play it up, man. I mean, but that's the thing. It's like, honestly, I'm sure the cheesesteak shop out here gets not limited love from Philly people anyway. So it's like, why even try to do it? Just do your own thing. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, they're getting all the classic ingredients. So. Yeah.
Or we talked about like, you know, a chicken Philly is also delicious, or a turkey Philly. Obviously, I'm
love
sure that's
a chicken
like blasphemous
Philly.
Probably to some Philly.
You know what? And at the cheesesteak shop, honestly,
that's like the go-to.
They don't do much different for me. Like beef, chicken. Once it's like all cooked together and melty, it's very similar in flavor profile.
Yeah, because I think the bread is pretty important. That flavor,
the bread is,
and the cheese really
super important.
Yeah, it really takes on the red. Yeah, and it's very limited with the sauces, but the peppers for sure.
Yeah, and honestly, that's one of the things that makes the Philly cheesesteak shop have a special place in my heart. It's that roll. Most of those other chains, Charlie's, Great Steak and Potato, they don't use those rolls.
Charlie's bread is fire. Whatever they're doing is fire. But I don't lie about that.
Yeah, that's not even. Well, I guess we can entertain for a moment the Subway. Phillies, quote unquote.
I know, and like I've maybe had one when I was a kid, and even back then I was like, nah.
Yeah, you're not.
The upcharge you're getting, you're like, nah, I'll get a regular. Yeah, I'll get an Italian BMT while I'm at Subway before I do all that. But they also knew, like, that's how you just know how popular it was. They have to at least have that option for people.
Yeah.
But
I mean, for my most memorable Philly, I wouldn't even say this was the best either. But I did happen to get a Philly in Philly.
Yeah. Before. Well, exactly. Which is part of the experience there.
You have to get the food item that region is known for. And I wasn't going to, you know, leave Philly without having one.
Yeah, like, come on, that's a pretty big one.
That's the number one thing. Yeah, so I was only in Philly for like a day and a half or so, but I went to Reading Terminal Market, where, you know, big food hall, you know, a bunch of different food vendors.
I love those anyway.
Yeah, so you get to try a bunch of different local cuisine. So, but the most popular Philly place in that thing, such a long line, and man, I didn't have the patience, but you know what? I also pulled the move. I was just like, all right, let me ask someone that works in this, like in this food hall, what's the best Philly for me to get? Yeah. And you know what? He suggested one that actually didn't have the longest line. It wasn't the one with the longest line.
I know these guys. Yeah.
But yeah, he suggested another one. You know what? It was tasty, but it wasn't anything to
where you like you didn't stop eating cheesesteaks everywhere else.
I didn't. All right, guys, I didn't go to the Geno's or the Gyms or the
but even
Pats
that like
or the,
yeah
or
you hear
Pats,
Pats the other one, but you hear like, oh, those are the ones anyway. But I like that part of the mystique of anything. Like, we have those type of places out here too, in Cali, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they're not always the best, but they are the most well-known.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean, yeah, same thing. I hear one of the biggest arguments is Mexican food, right? So it's like, of course, man, we all have our preference, and you're gonna say this and this, and that's why I think that's just the fun of it. it as well. No one's completely right because some of y'all got some trash ass palates. You know what I'm saying? So I don't trust y'all anyway. You know what I mean? And people can feel that way about me too. I co-sign for some foods that I'm sure people, you know, in the same way. But I like that. And, you know, and then Philly fans, if anything, are always, you know, pretty opinionated. So,
yeah. I mean, and while we're at it, I did get another sandwich there that's
the hall.
Pretty, locally renowned sandwich in Philly is the pork roll. You know, that's more of like a if you know, you know kind of situation. I happen to watch a shit ton of food television, so they kind of, you know, they share these kind of secrets sometimes.
Well, especially, I mean, like, I ain't trying to have five cheesesteaks when I'm in Philly anyway.
Yeah. No, I did.
I'm sure y'all got
Watch one of those, like, I don't know if it was like Food Beast or one of those other food
YouTube channels that
this dude went and ate like 15 Phillies in a day. He went around and to like all of they're all doing their own variation on it. And, you know, some are obviously better than those, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's just beef, cheese, and bread.
Yeah, exactly.
In different forms.
So, yeah, like, I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, and while cheesesteaks, maybe known as a Philly staple, and they folks take it very seriously, and they take it personal when you call something that's not a traditional Philly a Philly cheesesteak rather than just a cheesesteak sandwich.
Yeah,
there's a lot of great variations. So, you know, Philly, we thank you for giving us, you know, your variation. Even, the inspiration, rather.
But you throw meat, onions, some cheese on a skillet, man, it's usually gonna come out well.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. Whether you put it inside of like a quesadilla or you fucking put it in a roll, you know.
Exactly.
It's
but yeah, but I love to see people, you know, like, I mean, a little bit with innovation stuff. Like, I've had a bulgogi one, you know what I'm saying? I've just kind of throw it up. Like, you know, just a little more sweet, obviously. So that kind of replaces needing the sweet peppers. The meat's a little different, you know. I've had like the barbecue versions or whatever. Just throwing some different stuff.
I mean,
there,
I don't think we'd have a chopped cheese if we didn't first have the Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if you're
And I like that too. I mean, maybe just new to me, but I like how I see a lot of these videos of they're just doing deli meats and veggie and chopping that up and throwing the sandwich. I like that because my biggest complaint a lot of times is that the bites are all inconsistent because of the way the toppings are.
That's a kind of a way to like make sure that everything is balanced.
And I did one of those recently. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, shout out to the chopped concept anyway, in general, of doesn't have to be just salads, could be sandwiches.
I mean, there's a lot of chains that are doing their own variations of chopped sandwiches. I mean, you can always never go wrong with a mom and pop.
That's like
local to you. And I can almost guarantee if you live in the United States,
there is a spot
near you making some variation of cheesesteak sandwich or hoagie.
It is funny though, unless they are trying to push themselves as a hoagie / cheesesteak shop, I really don't order that off their menu if they're a sandwich place.
No, there is one chain that comes to mind that makes excellent cheesesteaks, and they're it's not their number one thing. Jersey Mike's.
Okay. I thought about getting there. I've never had.
I've had two. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. For doing it the way they're doing it.
Yeah. They make great. They have a whole cheesesteak section of their menu. Like they have like maybe four or five different cheesesteaks.
Because it's not like they're baked. I just get hesitant when it's like it's on the menu.
Definitely. Well, open. I mean, because their deli subs are just, they're very good. So
which we've already had our sandwiches, but I'm sure we'll have another sandwich episode as well.
Italian subs, Jewish deli.
Bon mi, man.
There will be a bon mi episode. Don't you worry. No.
I got some good ones to pull from for sure.
But yeah, and just going back to the chains, you know, I think Subway has a few different cheesesteak variants.
Folks, probably not the one.
Don't do that. Yeah. Like they're not cooking that steak in front of you. They literally put it in a paper boat and put it in the little microwave. Actually, I think nowadays they do a little better. At least they toast it up.
Like an air fryer type.
Well, they put it, they put it through that little oven thing. They'll toast it up. So
that's funny.
But man, that steak is pre-cooked.
Like as a kid, I was like, I'll get a steak even at Taco Bell a long time ago.
I did a cheesesteak at Subway a long time ago when I didn't know better.
Yeah. But even now it's like a very simple thing. Like sometimes, I live near a Korean market, so I'll just get the sliced meats, whatever they have for Korean barbecue. But I'm like, I could just use that for what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I mean, and just going back to the one that I made on Friday, that was honestly the first cheesesteak sandwich that I ever made. I mean, I did it with the help of my friend. He supplied peppers and onions. He got the grill started, but
yeah.
I bought the other ingredients.
Yeah.
It was a little more premium than a typical cheese steak.
I do like mayo.
I did not put mayo. Yeah. It didn't need mayo. It didn't need it.
But I like a little mayo on it.
We had enough cheese to give it, you know,
yeah, the little
what it needed. Yeah, it was very simple. It was just chopped bell pepper.
Thanks for the invite, you know what I mean?
No, chopped sweet pepper, some chopped onion. You cooked the beef into the onion, but we left the pepper separately. Put the peppers on top of the little pot. Yeah, that's how you do it. You put the meat and the toppings in the little pile, layer the cheese on it, then you put the bread on it, scoop everything. Yeah. There's a technique, and you know, I've been watching motherfuckers do it for a while.
He's pretty much from Philadelphia now, guys.
But man, the first one I ever made was a knocked it out of the park. Nice. And it was a top three cheesesteak in my life, and I've eaten countless ones.
Of course. Yeah, like I said, thanks for bringing me one.
I got leftovers. I got some rolls.
But yeah, let us know. I mean, I'm sure we got some Philly listeners. Let us know the spot there and what, you know, you think.
Yeah, are you a Geno's? Are you a Pat's?
Yeah, what's the cutty one that we don't even know about exactly? And then, yeah, like what innovations have you guys done on the cheesesteak or on the hoagie? I would love to hear what bread you guys like to use. What should we ain't talking about yet?
Yeah, I mean, the bread, it has to hold up. And that's the...
Yeah, I think it's
that's a quality of bread for any sandwich. Yeah, the bread. If your bread is falling apart, what are you doing?
Yeah, either you did too much with the toppings and you know mess with the integrity of the bread, or
it's just
you
not started the right
from
bread,
the wrong bread. Yeah,
but for some local joints,
let us know. I know I'm always open. Let us know what are your Bay Area stomps.
What are your where, if you got a cheesesteak, where are you headed?
I think it would still be Bob's Hoagies. I mean, I do a shout out to IB's. Isn't too far. I've had it a couple local times. Yeah, I've had it near my house. I'm trying to think. There's probably a pizza place I got one from that was cool. I can't remember off the top of my head. Yeah, that's probably about the only one I can really think of in Oakland, at least, is IB's. I'm sure there's some other ones that are out there. Let me know. Yeah, because I don't just go around looking for cheesesteaks like that. So let me know if you have a spot I need to check out.
Yeah, for me, like I love cheesesteak sandwiches. I can't eat them often because they kind of mess me up in my
gut. Body's telling me no.
Man, I don't know when the turning point was where I couldn't really properly handle cheesesteaks anymore without giving me problems.
Yeah, it's just been dairy in general. I don't do a lot of cheeses too much.
Well, red meat. Yeah, same. I just don't do a lot of those things anymore. But especially there's something about cheese when you like melt it, that's when it messes me up. But if I don't, if I leave it intact.
That is funny.
Like it's fine.
Like it spreads too quickly in my gut.
Why does melted cheese hurt me more? I don't know. But I don't seek out cheesesteaks often, maybe a couple times a year now, but when I do, it's usually...
It's fun. Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's definitely one of those, it feels like a cheat meal. It just does. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's a fun, it's a treat myself type of day, or like I'm, trying to get out of a funk type of day. But yeah, definitely let us know what you guys feel about it.
I mean, my local joints, just to shout them out real quick, Cheesesteak Shop is always going to be number one in my heart, so...
Nostalgic play too, and good.
Yeah, I got a local joint here, Mills Deli. Yeah,
never been there. Check it out.
You know, it's a hole in the wall little mom and pop shop, but they're throwing down hoagies. Yeah, whether you want chicken or beef, or you want some bacon in there, you want some whatever. You know, Philly Cheesesteak Shop does that too. You know, little jalapeno, little mushroom.
Yeah, let me a mushroom
bacon
mushroom Philly's
pizza Philly. I know I never had the pizza Philly. I seen it on the menu though.
I had one somewhere, not too bad, but I mean, still, it changes everything with pepperoni on it. The whole flavors. Yeah.
Hoagies will accommodate your request to throw extra stuff in there. Pastrami. I don't know. You get crazy.
I got a pastrami Philly somewhere.
But yeah, and then. Degrees Plato, right over here on MacArthur and Laurel, they make a mean chopped cheese. Very good. It's so good. The chopped cheese gives you everything you want. You're craving a burger or a cheesesteak. It's like, boom. It satisfies on both. Little bit of shreddis.
And in general, I feel the longer...
I don't even think you put lettuce in there. They just chop some other things in there. It's good.
But I think in general, I do like the longer sandwiches seem to hold their form a little better than the like hamburger, you know, like more that style for whatever reason. But yeah, shout out to all that.
Yeah, shout out to chop sandwiches. Right,
we're not getting hoagies today, but
yeah,
we decided on a different route. But yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll go check out. Oh, especially this Mills. I've never been there, so maybe check it out.
Yeah, Mills. I might have to revisit it one time. I've only had it once since I lived in the neighborhood. But like I said, it's due to the fact that I can't be eating cheesesteaks
for sure.
The time. Yeah, I'm a little more health conscious these days. And
yeah, I did like a chopped cheese, like a vegan one, which is cool because like that's the only even like vegan cheeses I mess with are the more liquidy type ones. Like I made a kind of more spready one.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
which was pretty good. Yeah, and it looked good. I had some even some New Yorkers comment on it, like, "Oh, I miss it." I'm like, yeah, "I got you." I mean. But I think I did like a potato bun or something, but still fire. Shout out all that. Shout out hoagies, cheesesteaks, chopped cheese.
Yeah.
Shout out meat with cheese. On
meat,
a griddle,
meat and cheese.
On a bread, man. You know what I mean?
Can't go wrong with meat and melted cheese. So put that on a roll.
Yep.
And we good to go.
Yeah. Shout out the only vegan cheese that even melts decently to me, like Chow, is pretty good. I haven't explored a lot more lately because they just have not progressed to me, so I'm like, nah. But that one's pretty good for like you said, melted on, then putting on the sandwich kind of deal, you know what I mean? So but yeah
let us know where your favorite Philly is or chopped sandwich. Always looking for Rex.
Yeah, we'll call it out if it's trash or if it's great.
Yeah, but until then, let's stay melty, folks.